Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, no big surprise.
Aka the debate of the smart duo, can't sate the park enthuso for the hate of Mark Russo. That was an old story. There you go. That's how we do it, guys. Collars are up. We're popping collars. We're ready to do this show for you guys. I love that we are still digging in and figuring out a way to deliver this content. I know we're recording a few of these ahead of time, so
the world may be changing before our very eyes.
And that's a great reason for you to follow us on Stereo, because every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we basically have the discussion of the biggest
topic of that day.
So we can get super current on Stereo with you. This is a daily podcast of hopefully stuff that is somewhat evergreen, and we'll send it your way. So let's jump into this story right now. And we've spoken about this many, many times, right, Jay?
We do not need home zoos.
Like, whatever control your father or stepfather or mother or stepmother took away from you in your childhood doesn't mean you have to then exert that control over a lemur
or a puma in your backyard. It's stupid. It's unnecessary. No matter how many likes you can get on Instagram for the photos and of you and a zebra. Or whatever.
It's bad for everyone involved. The animal doesn't want to be on your feed.
There are no proponents.
The animal wants to feed.
Right. There are no proponents of home zoos at all, except for the person who owns the home zoo and wants to get your money. That's the only person who's for that kind of thing.
Again, there is...
There's no need for people to exert power over animals.
Nope.
Or treat wild animals like they're our pets. That's a form of control.
Yeah. Psychological control.
Out in the wild. I think we even have a problem with regular zoos.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this with...
You know why? But regular zoos, have you been to one lately? They don't...
Like, they don't screen you when you come
in. At all. Some zoos are free. Anyone can walk in. But I'm saying, like...
No one checks on whether or not
you're
going to go...
No one looks at someone and is like, I don't like the way this guy's walking. I don't like the way this guy's stumbling around.
Guy's about to expose himself to a fairy penguin.
I think everyone should have to, when they walk into the zoo, just blow into a breathalyzer.
Yes.
Is that wrong?
No.
Have somebody just smell your breath and be like, uh-uh. You are not going into the penguin house.
I don't care if this is your weekend with the kids.
Nope.
You got to sit outside.
I don't like the way you just vaped into your kid's stroller. Get him out of here.
The zoo police.
Zoo police?
It could be like Cheap Trick's The Dream Police.
The zoo police, they live inside of my brain.
The zoo police, they're on the back of the train. Right?
Right.
Because there is a train that goes to the zoo.
You guys are not going to believe this next story. It is the video is insane.
Shocking. It is straight up shocking video release showing the moments when a judgment-challenged young father walked into the elephant habitat of the San Diego Zoo.
This is the most famous zoo. I've been there with my kids. It is...
With his two-year-old daughter in his arms. 25-year-old parent.
Judgment challenged is like a nice way for this newspaper to call him a shit for brains.
Yeah.
Idiot.
25-year-old parent apparently planned to take a cell phone selfie. Do you need to say cell phone selfie? Newspaper? selfie, right? With the zoo's African bull elephant. You should not be, okay, it's an African bull elephant.
You should not be, and then the moral of the story is don't have a kid when you're 25.
Maybe 25 years ago you could have a kid when you're 25, but even then, we were 24, 25 years ago. We couldn't have had kids. Nope. I was not ready to be a parent.
This guy is demonstrating why we didn't have kids when we were 25.
How about this? Okay. If you want to have kids and you're under 30,
you should have to pass some really hard tests.
Like it's like medical school without the medicine.
It's like a much more difficult chauffeur's license because that's what you are when you're a parent.
You got to do an internship where you mentor kids. You got to pass like board exams. Then you can have a kid.
Yeah.
And at least,
and then we're happy to allow you to have a kid.
Then if we pass all those boards and then, you know, then at that point, you know not to take a 2-year-old kid into the elephant enclosure to get a selfie like this asshole. Because it was a bad idea.
It was such a bad idea.
Turns out the mammoth beast had another idea and ran at the dad and his daughter and trumpeted.
By the way, you're lucky. It's an elephant. Like there are some animals that creep up on you and before you know it, they use the element of being silent to then
go. You can't act like you carried your 2-year-old daughter in this game and the animal did anything that an animal shouldn't do. It's almost like, it's hard to explain. Like
I took my daughter and we broke into this house.
It's like when we did the poop documentary. When your body is pooping, it means it's working properly.
Right.
This animal acted like an animal. It did exactly what it should do. There's a foreign dude, some substance, maybe a predator inside my area. I'm going to charge it.
There's a big guy and a little animal that looks like the big guy. And now,
it
and
saw
by the way,
danger. It acted like an animal. We I can't got news get mad to
you.
This
elephant isn't going to forget that you did this.
Yeah, they don't forget stuff like
for
that.
For years, he's going to remember and what a jerk you were.
And the discussion of whether or not this elephant should be put down or anything like that shouldn't even come up.
No, I know who should be put down.
The flustered dad raced to slip out of the enclosure, but dropped his daughter on the way.
Dropped his daughter on the
way out.
By the way, dropped his daughter on the way out could describe everything this guy has done with this kid.
In the video posted by ABC News. This is Father of the Year. This guy is the Father of the Year. Even Michael Lohan is like, Jesus.
That is a bad look.
What are you doing, bro? That's a bad look.
You got to take care of your kids.
He grabbed her again and they both managed to escape as the crowd screamed and yelled, watch out.
If I was in the crowd, I'd be screaming a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be screaming, Child Protective Services.
All right, so here's my question. Do you think this 2-year-old will remember this moment later in her life?
Yes!
So I remember when I was 2 and like a dummy, we were jumping off the like third step in our basement and jumping into a
laundry basket that didn't have laundry in it. So we have a linoleum floor
and like a plastic laundry basket. And I remember my feet hit the laundry basket, and then I slipped forward and knocked my front tooth out.
Knocked the tooth out.
All over the house.
By the way, that was us. That wasn't a 25-year-old parent telling us to jump off that.
I bet she remembers this. I bet she remembers when an elephant
charged. You will remember this.
The 25-year-old father was arrested on suspicion of child endangerment. You think?
Yeah.
And not checking with the mom before doing something dumb with the kid. Actually, I made that up.
Should carry a much longer sentence because that will always come up in every discussion.
He definitely didn't check before he did it.
You think he's married?
Police told the newspaper the man, I know he is, wanted to take a photo with the African bull elephant. I love
these words had to be spoken aloud to a newspaper.
That the police said, hey, so why was he in there? They weren't just like, he's an asshole. He wanted to take a picture with the African bull elephant. He wanted to take a photo with the
bull. So he figured, why not ignore all the safety protocols?
Right.
And then just maybe get my daughter murdered.
Yeah. The incident occurred Friday afternoon at the zoo in Balboa Park when two guests, despite multiple barriers, purposely and illegally trespassed into a house. Don't throw her under the bus.
That's right.
Should be one guest dragged his daughter into this.
That's right. It's not two guests.
Into the habitat, which is home to our Asian and African elephants. Zoo spokesman Andrew James wrote in a statement to the newspaper.
Multiple barriers. And let's take a break. When we come back,
we'll tell you what that means and how stupid this guy is.
Father of the Year. Welcome back to the show, guys. We've got the Live Dumb People Town, April 10th. Get your tickets. Go to eventbrite.com. Ryan Sickler and the Cactus Blossoms. It's going to be so much fun.
So good.
We've loved. We did the live Cheap Seats. All you guys who came out to that, that was so much fun with the stand-up last month. And then we're going to do this on April 10th. It is a blast. So we'll see you there. It's coming up shortly, not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Yep.
So get those tickets, and we can't wait to see you. Also, join us on Stereo. We do these discussions Mondays and Wednesdays, yep, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Fridays, I believe this is dropping on a Friday. So it is Sports Talk Friday today at 3 p.m. Let's talk sports, whatever you guys want to discuss, and we'll get the discussion rolling. Just go to the Stereo app. It's free, download it, and then follow us. All right. Okay. So when we left,
a man, 25-year-old dad, dragged his 2-year-old daughter into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo so that he could get a selfie with an African bull elephant.
By the way, he didn't want the, this isn't just a selfie with the daughter. He wanted the daughter to remember. She is going to remember this and be traumatized by this for her whole life.
Yeah. She's not going to be able to read a Mo Willems book.
The problem is that this is not going to be the last time that this guy does something stupid. This is going to be one in a series of stupid things that he does.
And there were multiple barriers that they got through to it. So there were many times when he had to hoist his daughter over something.
That was to remind him, do not go any further. Stop doing this.
This is here to tell you, don't do this.
Hey, remember when you had to like hoist your 2-year-old daughter to climb over this thing? Like that should have told you, you got to stop.
That's the moment where you say no. Jose Manuel Navarrete is being held on $100,000 bail for investigation of child endangerment, ABC reported. He is scheduled to be arraigned on March 30th. After the arrest, his daughter went home with her mother, or shall we say, the only parent she has until her mother remarries.
That's what we should say. That's what we should call
witness
it.
Witness Lori Ortale told KSWB-TV. You know this one wanted to talk.
Yeah.
She's like,
you know she had something to say.
Who do I tell?
That's right.
I saw it. Who right do I
here,
tell?
Right here. I saw everything.
She heard a woman yelling, Jose, stop. So the wife tried to do this.
I know.
Before a man jumped the fence into the elephant enclosure. Jumped
so
the fence
mom
the
knew this is wrong.
She knew it was stupid. And he was doing something wrong. She probably knew that he was going to do so. When she married him, I'm going to guess.
And she caught him hitting on one of her bridesmaids.
She was like,
this is how.
This is going to end. This is going to end with him taking our 2-year-old into an elephant
enclosure. At an elephant enclosure. Yeah. Trying to get a selfie.
These guys were saying that elephant is going to charge. And it did, Ortale said.
Yeah.
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 And I'm guessing elephants aren't as slow as you think they are.
Exactly.
I'm guessing Jose didn't think at all.
Didn't think this through or didn't even think about that fact.
Then I love the next guy's quote. Jake Ortale is like,
all right, Larry, babe, I got this. Move over. Babe, let me tell them what really happened.
Babe, let me give a quote too. You always give a quote. Let me give a quote too.
I want to give a quote.
These guys probably have like so many quotes in newspapers. They just witness stuff all the time. Quote, we told him to get out. And he turned around and he saw it. Thankfully, just in time, said Jake Ortale, who also witnessed.
Turned around and saw what?
Couldn't he just see it in the phone when he was taking the selfie?
No, he was worrying about filters.
Quote, he runs, throws the baby through the gate, and it's seconds from hitting him.
Throwing a baby through the gate,
that qualifies as child endangerment.
Thank you very much. You should never throw your baby through a gate.
And I love that this guy is describing what happened in the past tense in present tense. He's this kind of guy. He's the kind of guy who's like, so I says
to him, and then turn around, there's an elephant over there. And then he says to me, I'm throwing my baby through a gate.
It all happened in the past.
Right.
He jumps through the gate, falls on the ground, and then it roared.
Nope, you can't go past tense on it roared.
Also, it roared? An elephant roared? What?
You should have stuck with your wife giving the quote, Jake.
I'm shocked you weren't in there with the idiot,
you
dummy.
You mean it trumpeted?
Trumpeted.
Okay.
It roared, past tense.
This is who's going to the zoo right now.
Then he jumps back to present tense. The baby starts crying and people were just mad at this guy.
Then he went to past tense.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're going to give a quote to a newspaper, stick with one tense,
dummy.
Get
the tense right.
Yeah. The baby started crying.
Yeah. It just got thrown through a gate. Of course it started crying.
And it almost got stomped by an elephant.
Because the dad is a dummy.
I will say this. I'm not even kidding. And we obviously, you know how I feel about this whole story. I kind of want to see the selfie. Dude, I do want to see what picture they got. I hope he took pictures the whole way while he was running
Throwing the. Yeah. I want like 3 action shots of the baby getting thrown
over the fence. Here's the thing. As parents of little kids in the pandemic, we are all exhausted.
We want it to be over. I want to be done with my responsibilities.
I want to be done. The easier thing,
head out to the store for some cigarettes and just take a left turn and just keep going.
Okay. You don't have to take her into your, you know, elephant enclosure
selfie issues
to prove that you don't want to be around her anymore. His punishment, and this is what I think, and we'll end it on this. I think his punishment should be that he gets sent back into that elephant enclosure without the kid.
For weeks. Yep. See if you can survive in there, buddy.
See what the elephants do to you for a couple weeks.
See what happens then, because like we said, elephant is not going to forget what you did.
No, sir.
We love you guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling people about it. And thanks for being a part of this. We really do love you guys. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Do your part. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
Stop and Stop. A podcast network.